Is that why?
Well, that's a very good reason.
But most know not why they got there or how they got there. They were just programmed because of the psychopolitical that started a long time ago, the groundwork, and they've just been products of the next generation, like you were saying, the robotroids are. They're products of them. They get weaker and weaker, and that's what's happening with each generation of this awareness of the within the youth, right?
Yes. They're going to be a lot on Judgment Day, aren't they, parents, with their heads bowed?
Mm-hmm.
Can you do something about it? You're doing what you can.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you must do. That's what you must do. And perhaps their contribution is that which they must do.
They have an 800 number now called the Gulf for people to call if they are opposing any war in the Middle East. Is that anything positive? No.
Other than it puts your voice out. It's your voice to be heard. The decision is made, precious. The ones in charge already know what they're going to do.
Father, may I ask, in view of the total situation, should, and I'll just make this specific to me personally, should I go ahead and get a gun or a weapon?
A strange question for
strange
me to deal with. I'm trying to think in your terms. Let us investigate that a moment. What would you use it for? Let's just look at it. I'm not putting anyone on the spot.
Well, most of everything we're dealing with is robotroids. You know, especially in the, what we would say, would be the police state that we're going to be experiencing.
Well, what would you do with a gun?
It's totally useless.
What about the invaders coming up from Mexico?
Tehetan sort of let us believe that we were supposed to be doing this.
Right, because
that's why we're going
to
talk about this.
Okay. For protection,
whatever
that might be.
Protection from what do you perceive?
The right to bear arms is what I think. But that's over with if this new world order happens.
It's far from over with.
Who would you shoot? Where will you use the gun? I'm going to bring a great deal of pain to you right now. Do I think you should have a gun? Do you realize that?
You are the gun.
No. We're going to talk in simple, earthly, physical terms.
Oh, okay.
I would suggest you have a gun. And I would suggest that you have some ammunition. And then I suggest that you bury it. Put it away. Hide it. If they come from Mexico, do you think that your handgun is going to do any good against a tank?
Mm-mm.
Don't be foolish. That is not where you take your defense. If someone comes to you with a gun and says, burn that book, take your match and burn the book. The book is nothing. The word is truth, and it's out. Don't get your priorities out of order. With a gun at your head, you burn the book. You give them your noodles and your beans. Preferably, they don't know you have them. And you don't sit in the group and say, well, Nora has 13 pounds of beans. And Patricia says, well, I've got 27 pounds.
No, I don't.
Well, you better get them.
I'm not into beans.
You might get into beans.
Oh, yeah. If you say so, I'll be glad to get those beans.
I guess get a little more rice. Get whatever really appeals to you for a long time.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Anton, that question has come up, that exact question from New Age groups about having guns. They say, the people that we've talked to, they say, well, I've divested myself of all negative weapons, and so therefore I can't think of the idea of what do I need a gun for. And we tell them that what if someone comes to your house to kill your family and your children for your food? What are you going to do, stand there and let them do it? Or are you going to defend yourself? And they just can't imagine themselves being in that position because they're light workers, you know, and that won't happen to them.
Each according to what he feels he can do at a given time. I'm going to have to lay some more heavy trip on you. You don't have the privilege of just giving it all away, because you're going to find that everybody's had their head in the sand. And those who have put aside, and ones know they have put aside, and some are saying, gosh, I wish I'd had some to put aside. Keep your mouth shut. If you have somewhere else away from you to store some things, that's preferable. Especially you ones who are the major target. Now, if Patricia has been telling everybody who calls in on the telephone that I'm putting aside some stuff, boy, I've really got some stuff. She can expect them on her doorstep. Now, she better have some stuff, or they're going to take it anyway. Or they're going to shoot her for having misled them. Learn to keep your mouth shut. That's number one. Because you're not an authority. You don't know anything about what another needs. But I'll tell you what is needed, and that is a remnant of you ones to get through. And if you cannot afford to supply the food for 4 or 5 or 6 years for the entire village, what are you going to have to do? If you have assumed the commitment to be one of the ones to get a remnant through and to build, you must stay alive, mustn't you? And that means that you must protect that which has been put into your care for protection. You blew it with the world. Please don't blow it with the beans. Of course it would be painful. Well, I meant to. I was always going to. You will be responsible for your family.
Hello?
Audrey, better have beans if the children come. And she better have milk when Laura brings the babies. But when Joe Blow, who casts stones at you, comes and says, well, I've got to have some beans, you're going to have a big, bad decision to make, aren't you? So he goes, and he says, I'm going to go get my gun, and I'm going to take your beans. Do you think it is sound reasoning to let him come back, shoot you, and take your beans?
No.
That's why you need a weapon.
We have a problem in where we're going to store this.
Yes, you do. And when you say we must get A. No. You, John, must get. George must get. Overly must consider. Patricia must consider. But you don't go tell Overly, and you don't have a big joint meeting. Secrets are told because they are not secret. And if all of you know, you may as well have it right here. And invite them in, give it away, and let it go.
What I was trying to refer to was that you can't dig holes. We don't have any tractors or equipment to dig holes and put this stuff in.
I thought you were going to get a tractor.
I got a little piddly one.
No, you were going to get an earth mover.
Well, I thought we could dig some of this stuff. Dig a cave or find a cave somewhere.
You can if you have an earth mover. Don't tell me your sad stories. If you're not willing to get a mover that will dig a hole, what do you want God to do about it?
Hatton, would our mountain in Stallion Springs be appropriate?
I won't answer it because I don't want anyone to know. Anywhere is appropriate. And a very small group can get together and do something. Or a family can get together and do something. But if you just go tell everybody what you've done, you have made no gain whatsoever. You have just told where the new place is. And now you've consolidated everything. Don't consolidate, spread out. And then if they raid one, always keeping enough where they expect to find something so that if they confiscate it, they feel they've taken it. And then where you work together, is in the building of the greenhouses, and once again you're going to have something that will excavate earth. You're not going to get by without some heavy equipment, at least one piece of heavy equipment. For a lot of the smaller things, you can have a smaller tractor. And there will be, as we start to build. But I cannot tell you what tomorrow will be. Because then you will wait until tomorrow. And you will make your decision based upon that. And that's all right to play that game with Hatton. I won't play that game. It's up to you what you do. And all of these questions can be given to me right out of your own silence. And ask with intent, you will know what it is you need to do. You already know what you need to do. Just don't want to do it. You don't want to let go. Well, until you let go and let God, I won't do anything but yell at you. And what will be changed tomorrow if the world is half blown up? By morning or afternoon or evening, what difference does it make? What would you do if you knew for sure that you have 4 days. I bet you'd find a heavy earth mover, wouldn't you? Don't wait, because you will not be given to know. That's the name of this game. And if you don't like the rules, I wait for you to change them. I take it all under advisement. But I hasten to tell you, you've not done very well yet. If you look around you. And I know what you say. Well, do I have to do it for everyone? No, you don't have to do it for anyone. But in the end, you're going to find you are everyone. And therefore, I wouldn't make too many enemies if you can avoid it. Starting with self. Anyone else?
Anton, do you have any specific instructions for right now about the medical equipment? I felt that you want it right here, and that it might be okay to take it out to a fire or whatever. Just support it so we can, have some income so we can keep it and add to it. But I got the feeling that you wanted it for Tehachapi. Is that true?
Maybe what we want with it is to allow Eric to grow.
Okay.
He wants to go play Boy Scout in the Saudi desert with it. Well, your government has put $3 trillion of your money into the military just within the last few years. Do you really think they need your equipment? Eric is going to have to come face to face with Babaji and stop this confounded silliness. The responsibility is right in front of you. You don't have to go to the Saudi desert. And it's time everybody begins to grow. And I'm not being hard on Eric. He will get there. He won't like it, but he will get there.
Yeah, boy.
I did a little yelling at him yesterday.
You just take your way. Don't worry greatly about it. It's a gesture. It's a gesture. He will find his balance or he won't. That does not mean that you may lose yours. I'm going to go quickly now.
That's one question for you.
Yes.
I realize that I bring illness on myself. Someone else doesn't do it. But I don't think I purposely pull it on to get out of work, because I just continue to work, so. But how can I prevent this sort of thing?
You know how to prevent it.
Well, not on a conscious level.
On a conscious level, so don't worry about it.
Well, I suffer from it whenever I have to work there and still feel bad. I'd rather feel good while I'm working.
Then stop it.
I've tried. I know it's easy to say that, but on a conscious level, this...
Give the poor body a break.
Well, I've got to work.
If it wants to be sick a little bit, let it be.
I prefer to work.
Be patient. When all else fails, take 2 aspirin and call me in the morning, Al.
Hypnosis is working.
Please, blessed ones, don't be foolish. You are human forms. There are human germs around you. You're going to get sick. How fast you recover, how well you recover, accept the fact that you would be bombarded by that which is physical. You do not have to become crippled by it. You do not have to suffer greatly. That does not mean that you may not throw up your toenails. If you had the perfection to simply be a vapor, you wouldn't be experiencing as you are. And it's important that you experience as you are in order to do your job. If you were not who you are, experiencing as you are, there would be no point in this game at all. So, in this experience, you're going to be plagued. And you're going to have the earthly things. Ed is going to have some pain from his hand because he broke it. And it must heal. But he must allow it to heal. And he must command that it heal. And he must take control of it to demand that it get well. If he doesn't choose to do that, then he must learn to work in spite of it. Do you see? And very often the body is telling you something. Always it's telling you something. But very often it's saying, I need rest. I am truly ill. I need rest. I need a break. And maybe it's emotional. Hear it. Honor it. And take a night's rest. Allow yourself the humanness. That's what you are. And when you are no longer human, then you'll be in a different experience. Look and see what you may be doing. Ed was using the hand as a reason for making some very big decisions. If you arrive at the fact that you're ill, go to bed. If you can, do whatever you need to do. Honor it, respect it. Just look and see what it is you're doing and why you may be doing it. And if you decide that you're just flat sick, then honor it. Allow it to heal. Yes, you can heal. Sometimes you can heal instantly. Most of the time, healing is slow. Honor yourself. You do a great deal. All of you do more than could ever be asked of you. And you must honor that. That you don't abuse self to the extent that you're unavailable. And many of you live alone. And it's lonely and you don't have ones to share your misery with. And all ones need strokes. Honor yourself for that. Your consciousness gets very sad, very lonely. And promises of something hereafter is very nice. But at the moment that your heart is lonely, is very little soothing. Don't be hard on yourself. be kind to yourself, honor yourself. And then when you're through, give enough honor to yourself to rise above it and meet responsibility again. Anyone else dare ask me?
We want to know why are we, when we're supposed to be getting a journal on churches and all this good stuff, then why are we, you know, you sort of giving us a little hint, strong hint I should say, about going back to community church. Is there something we don't know about that?
Apparently you don't know anything about it.
That's right.
Oh, you have one human being that blows everything? Does that mean that you will touch no other human?
Well, no, but you got a whole planet full of these boxes, and you know, as I was getting the impression that most of them are not functioning to be worth a whole heck of a lot and more of a distraction to humanity, then all of a sudden, and again, it just seems like it's just been recent that we're now... And I, you know, I'm willing to do whatever to...
I'm very happy it was Patricia who asked.
Yeah, I knew that. So I figured I might as well make your day.
To why?
Why church now?
What is your definition of church?
I don't know. I can say those. We've been watching some of those fanatics on TV, and I come from.
Did I suggest that you go to Jimmy Swaggart service?
Not yet. You're full of surprises.
Well, it would be an exceptionally good experience, as a matter of fact. But are you not strong enough? Do you have to fall into
no.
the traps?
No.
Well, how in the world are you going to get those ones out of the traps?
That's right.
That's the key.
Okay.
Now, you want to get very lonely for gathering like this.
I don't.
Patricia, that is not true. Why do you say that?
Well, I like to come here for this particular experience, but the rest of it I could probably get along without.
Well, then you don't have to go to the church.
Oh, okay, good.
But you are the one who said... I don't want to really give up the meetings because this is my social life too. What is wrong with joining with your brother down at the community church? It'll be the same group, precious.
Oh, okay. You mean this motley crew?
It's just a nice place to go.
Drop that poor little
with
group.
With benches.
Songbooks too.
Huh?
They got songbooks down there.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Well, you don't have to sing.
Okay.
Her biggest fear came out of the open now.
And you don't have to go. But don't come back and say the community doesn't like you and the community is this way or that way and they don't like us and blah, blah. If you don't get out there and make the community that which is pleasing, you have no right to say a word. It is just like your government. If you let it happen, you have no right to voice an opinion about it. If you want to make a change, you go where the people are and you begin to make the change. You cannot do it on a telephone one-to-one. You cannot do it bitching about what they are doing or not doing, or their attitude or their opinions. You go where they are. And you listen to what they say. And I didn't say go down to the Southern Baptist Church. I said the community church where Rick Kuykendall is trying to make a stand for truth. You don't have to be a member. You can go and vote at the council meetings and you don't have to be a member of their church. They have risked it all to pull away. Oh my, yes. They do have rituals. They light candles. They take a bit of bread, and they take a bit of juice, and they do it in memory and commemoration of that which was truth that came before. And the least you can do is eat a piece of bread and drink a little grape juice in memory of God. It is not instead of his flesh and his blood. It is to share a moment of memory, of beauty, with that which is true. You make the difference as to whether or not it is simple, ridiculous ritual. And if you cannot be in the presence of ones who wish to express in this way,